Long before Kevin Costner played the role of a farmer who turned his cornfield into a baseball diamond, our founding fathers heeded a similar mystical call, believing that if they built her, they would come. And they did, to the world's most iconic field of dreams, America. To build her, our forefathers cleared her land of all foreign rule before laying a foundation of independence. They tilled her soil with individual guarantees and planted seeds of democracy to grow self-governance. They fertilized her crops with opportunities for land ownership and free enterprise, safeguarded each growing dream with equal protection, and tended her under the three charters of freedom, the Declaration of Independence, the U.S. Constitution, and the Bill of Rights. They built her, and they came to grow sustenance, worship freely, find prosperity, and harvest the American dream, the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But, regrettably, the initial seeds of democracy were not planted for everyone. During her first century, Native Americans, African slaves, and women were not afforded full freedom and citizenship. They were prohibited from owning property and denied the right to vote. During her second century, even with the passage of new laws, Native Americans were still fighting for citizenship, and Jim Crow laws in the Deep South promoted racial discrimination, not liberty and justice for all. So why should we believe so strongly in a democracy that has failed so many Americans? Former Secretary of State George Shultz once wore a tie that said democracy is not a spectator sport. A reminder that democracy is an ideal, and like kindness and forgiveness, its full potential is only realized when well practiced. Therefore, it is not our democracy that has failed so many Americans, but our imperfect practice of it. You would think that if practice makes perfect, that after nearly 250 years, we would have perfected democracy. But in comparison to other nations with ancient civilizations, America is still young and growing, and the greatest attribute of her democracy is its ability to progress and evolve with time and humanity. To quote Thomas Jefferson, laws and institutions must go hand in hand with the progress of the human mind. As it becomes more developed and more enlightened, as new discoveries are made and new truths discovered, institutions must advance also to keep pace with the times. Jefferson warned, "We might as well require a man to wear still the coat which fitted him when a boy, as require our civilized society to remain ever under the regimen of their barbarous ancestors." The late U.S. Congressman John Lewis also believed that people do change, and since democracy literally means the people rule, it follows that as people grow and evolve, so can democracy. In 1961, John Lewis and another freedom rider were attacked in a South Carolina bus station and beaten badly with baseball bats. 48 years later, Elwin Wilson walked into Congressman Lewis's office in our nation's capital and confessed that he was one of the men who assaulted him. He apologized, and John Lewis forgave him. It is this kind of transformation in the human conscience across time that helps us to see beyond our ill-practiced democracy of the past and instead look towards the future to what our democracy can do when we practice it more responsibly. We need only read the headlines of our authoritarian adversaries across the globe to fully appreciate the virtues of our American democracy. In Russia, the Kremlin controls elections and wages war on Ukraine. In North Korea, political dissenters are tortured and starved in prison camps. In China, the Muslim Uyghur population is systematically persecuted for their religion. And in the Middle East, President Bashar al-Assad serves his fourth term despite Syria's two-term women. And women in Iran are arrested for not wearing headscarves. Free and fair elections, checks and balances, human rights, freedom of speech and religion, and equal protection. These are the greatest virtues of our American democracy and the fruits that we pluck to sustain the American dream. Even today, with the polarization of our political parties, we must not lose faith in America, nor can we take her democracy for granted. Democracy allows us to disagree, and it empowers us to hold freedom in our own hands. Throughout history, each time America experiences dissonance, she emerges stronger, freer, and more united than before. And when we, the people, are united, we are able to practice our democracy most responsibly. I am hopeful that America's harvest will become even more abundant as younger generations like mine are growing more diverse and inclusive dreams for the future. Just as our parents did for us and their parents did for them, each generation is progressing the practice of democracy for the next. If you build her, they will come. Because our forefathers answered that mystical call, we stand here today in America's third century as one nation under God with liberty to reap our own American dream from the world's most iconic field of dreams on earth, the United States of America.